Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Well Then podcast, a show where we talk about all things physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being so that you can live your most vibrant and love-filled life. I'm your host, Megan Scherer, and today is a short and sweet solo episode where I want to talk to you about something that no one talks about. Today's topic is something that I wish I would have learned or heard more about when I was in my early 20s and just getting started on my healing journey and just getting started on kind of rewiring old patterns and beliefs and programs in my subconscious. And that is the thing that no one teaches you when you are raising your standards, the thing that no one teaches you when you're going through a healing journey. And there's a couple kind of main important things I want to share here, but the biggest one is the acknowledgement that sometimes healing can be a really isolated process. We don't heal completely alone. We need connection and community to heal. If you know anything about the way your nervous system works, there is this thing called co-regulation, which basically just means that our nervous systems can be very regulated and soothed and supported by being around other healthy nervous systems. You probably felt this way before when you're around somebody and you can't quite explain it, but you just feel good in their presence. Like you just feel safe. You can take a deep breath, or getting a hug from them just feels like the warmest thing in the world. And you know what the opposite of that looks and feels like when you're with somebody who just makes you feel anxious or on edge, or like you can't feel settled around them. You don't feel safe around them. You don't want them to hug you or come near you or be in your personal space at all. Is because they're not regulating for your nervous system. So there's the important acknowledgement that we do need people, right? We need to know that we're not alone in our healing journey. And that's where it can be a beautiful thing to have healthy and supportive friendships, family relationships, supportive relationships with a therapist or coach or counselor, someone in your life who you can turn to for support and advice and guidance, and just knowing that you're not alone. That is all incredibly important and incredibly valuable. And oftentimes, when you are going through a period of healing and getting clear on the patterns and beliefs that you've been living in and perpetuating that no longer really serve you or align with the version of you that you want to become, the version of you that you want to live life as, that when you do that and you start to set higher standards for yourself, whether it's standards in the people that you date or the kind of company you keep, the friends you spend time with, the jobs that you're willing to take, the way that you keep your home, the places you live, whenever you're raising your standards, there's going to be a period of sort of recalibration where the old is starting to fall away. The old meaning people you used to hang out with, the types of people you used to date, the choices you used to make are falling away to create space for what's new. But there's this in-between, right? Kind of like a lag time almost while you're recalibrating and clarifying and creating, like, what version of me do I want to become? What version of me do I want to show up as? And that in-between time can feel very lonely. It can feel like, oh my gosh, well, now I don't have anybody because I have cut out these toxic friendships or unhealthy situationships and relationships that weren't serving me, but I don't have the new connections yet. And I don't have new people in my life who I feel like really get me and understand why I'm doing this deep inner healing work. And I don't have people who are also doing that work within themselves to validate that, like, yes, okay, I'm on the right path and there are other people like me out there and I'm going to find my people, my community, my partner, my person, all the things I'm looking for are out there. And that in between requires a couple things. First of all, it requires a lot of self-compassion. To be able to build this deep, intimate relationship with yourself when no one else is around, that requires so much compassion to be gentle with yourself and to meet yourself when you're feeling lonely and to say, yeah, I get it. It sucks. It would be nice to have someone to give you a big hug or hold you right now. It would be nice to have someone to go on a walk with or get coffee with and just connect about some of these deeper topics you've been exploring and big questions you've been asking in your life. It would be nice to have that. And the fact that you don't, like, I get that that hurts to be in conversation with yourself in that way takes a lot of compassion and gentleness and nurturing and patience, just like you would imagine, like how you would speak to and nurture a kid who, let's say it's like your kid or a niece or a nephew or somebody you really love. And they're in elementary school or middle school, and they're starting to realize that maybe like they're perceived as different than the other kids around them. Maybe they're really smart or they're really good at something, knowledgeable about something, really passionate about something, and they don't necessarily fit in the same way the other kids do in their school or in their group of peers that they hang out with. And they come home heartbroken, understandably, because they feel different. They feel like they're separate, right? Maybe they've even been bullied and people have expressly told them, like, you're weird or you can't sit with us, right? What would you say to that little kid? You would let them know that, first of all, sometimes kids are not very nice and they don't know how to communicate in healthy ways. And the fact that those kids didn't want you to hang out with them doesn't mean that you're weird or not cool or that you're not lovable. It just means that you are someone who is so uniquely yourself, and some people aren't going to know what to do with that. And it's a really beautiful thing to be so authentic to yourself that you stand out from other people. And when you're a kid, it's scary because it feels like a threat to your survival. Like, if I don't fit in, then I won't be accepted and I'll be all alone. And there's all kinds of implications that come along with that. I can feel that way as an adult too. But you'd speak to that small child so lovingly and encourage them to continue to do what makes them and encourage them that, like, their people are coming, maybe not in middle school or high school, but they'll probably meet their people in college or in young adulthood. And they just really have to kind of have faith and be patient and, continue to have fun with what they can and who they can in the meantime. And you would speak to yourself, or you could speak to yourself in the same way. That reminder that, okay, I'm going through this process of upleveling my standards, and that might mean there's not a lot of people out there for me to date right now, or I don't have a lot of friends to spend time with right now as I've been refining the kind of people that I want to be around. And that doesn't mean that my people aren't coming. So there's that compassion, there's that patience, there's having that vision for, I'm doing this for a reason, right? Like, I'm not just doing this to be alone, to be ostracized, to cast everybody out and to say, like, I'm better than you. It's so that I can be in alignment with my authenticity, so that I can find more of who I am and then more people who resonate with the truth of who I am, so that I feel truly seen and known. Because I don't know about you guys, but I have certainly been surrounded by people in the past and still felt incredibly lonely because I felt so different. I felt like, God, even if I were to speak about what was on my heart or mind right now, like, these people wouldn't get me. They don't really get what I'm feeling. And they, can't go to the depths that I'm looking to go to. They're not interested in talking about the same things as me. And so even in those relationships or those friendships or in those communities, I still felt alone. And it wasn't until I got committed to choosing myself, to not people pleasing, to not wearing the masks, to being myself in relationships, in meeting new people, that's what started to magnetize more people like me, more people who are open and willing and excited to get to know the authentic me into my life. And it started happening a lot more effortlessly over time. But there was a gap, there was that lag time. And for me, it was probably a couple years of this weird, uncomfortable in between where I felt like I'm spending a lot of time alone. And I chose to embrace it. I chose to see it as this opportunity to discover myself more and date myself and get to know me and who I am. And if you've been following me a little while, you know that that was also the period of my life I chose to be intentionally single and take dating off the table entirely. So I doubled down in investing in my relationship with myself, and that felt really good. And there were still moments where it was like, oh, it'd be nice to have somebody to go do this with. And I had to just meet myself with a lot of compassion in those moments, and then also get creative about how can I show up authentically as myself, as who I am, and put the intention out there that I want to meet aligned people, to build new community, to connect with new possible friends, and start putting myself out there more. And when I set that intention, it started happening. Those people just started showing up in my life more and more. And some of the friends that I made during that chapter of my life, I consider to be like deep soul connection, lifelong friends. I feel like I've known them forever, even though I've known them a lot less time than, people who've been in my life for decades. So I think that's an important reminder that you never know who can come along today, tomorrow, next week, and absolutely change your life. You never know when you're going to meet that friend or that potential partner, somebody you're going to build a relationship with that is going to be the person who makes you finally feel like, oh my gosh, I can be myself. I feel so seen. I feel so known in this relationship. How beautiful is that? That can happen like on a dime, but it's much more likely to happen if you are committed to doing the inner healing work, to showing up for yourself, to being aligned and authentic with who you are and what you want, and being willing to set boundaries and say no to anyone and anything that isn't that. And I'll share one acknowledgement too that I think going on an inner healing journey and setting higher standards can also be a little bit lonely or isolating in regards to family. Like if you already felt kind of different than the rest of your family, and then now you start this work, you're probably going to continue to feel more different and more separate for a while. And in my experience, the people who are interested in following suit and growing on their own, it might take them some time, might take them many years, but they will be inspired by your example, maybe if that's their life path. And it will ultimately serve as an opportunity to deepen that relationship. And if not, then that relationship probably wasn't ever going to be what you needed it to be, anyways. And you have to go through the process of grieving that. And I've been through both sides of that equation. And then in the realm of dating, of course, when you have higher standards, there's going to be a smaller dating pool. And that's not a bad thing. It's easier to make a choice from a more refined, smaller number of very clear, authentic, aligned connections than from a big, murky, messy pool of people who aren't the right fit for you. So keep that in mind too. I hope that's comforting for you to know that you're not alone. If you're feeling alone in your healing journey or feeling like, oh no, now I've like lost all these connections and new ones haven't come in yet. They will come in. Trust the timing of your life. If you're looking to seek connection too and community with like-minded people, I really strive to create opportunities for that in my life. So I will host events and workshops, whether virtually or in person, as well as my in-person retreats. And those are some of the best ways to make new friends and meet new people. And some people that I've met on retreats in the past are now like my best friends to this day. So I strongly encourage you to consider attending something like that, especially if you've been in my community a while or listening to the podcast or following my content, but haven't really reached out. I would love to get to meet you in person. I have a couple events coming up this year. I'm going to be hosting an event in Seattle, probably in late April, early May for anyone who lives in this area. I'll be hosting another event in the LA area in the end of June. And then my very, very special women's healing retreat in Ireland this July, which I'm beyond excited about. It's going to be so freaking epic. It's going to be 6 days, 5 nights of connecting with some amazing women, where I'm going to lead you through daily somatic healing workshops, yoga classes, meditation, breath work, journaling workshops. There are going to be some opportunities to jump in the Atlantic Ocean and plunge in the sea. There's saunas and hot tubs and cold plunges, spa treatments available. We're going to be hiking the cliffs of Moher. There's going to be organic food fresh from a farm in Ireland. And we're going to be doing some visits to local towns and sacred sites. So it's going to be the best time ever. And I have a huge, huge special spot in my heart for Ireland because that is where my mom and her side of the family are from. And it's just a really magical healing place to visit. So I hope that you'll join me there. We're a little more than half full right now at the time I'm recording this in the end of March. So reach out to me ASAP if you want to secure a spot on that retreat. I've got shared rooms and private rooms. You can bring a friend and get a discount. And I'll give you all the details on that. And then, of course, if you're looking for more virtual community to connect with people who live all over, the self-care space, my self-healing community is a great place to do that. Introduce yourself in the feed. Let us know where you're from. If you're looking for new walking buddies or accountability buddies or anything, that's a great place to connect. So I'll link all of that in the show notes below. I love connecting with you as well. So if you resonated with this episode or have questions or topics you'd like me to cover, send me a DM on Instagram. That's the best way to connect with me. I love sending people voice memos. I love hearing from you. So you can reach out there or email me with any questions. As always, I appreciate when you share the love and share these episodes with friends who you think would benefit from them. If you could leave a rating and review, that means the world to me as well, so that these episodes and resources can get out to more people who need to hear them. So appreciate all your support. Thank you for tuning in today. And as always, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and love-filled day. Until next time.